USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As votes are continuing to be cast in the New Hampshire primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is nowhere to be found in the state. Instead, he's in South Carolina. Jerry King is an undecided voter. She reacts to the news of Biden leaving the state.
I hope he explains the reason that he did it. I can't even begin to guess why that is. I'm sure people on his campaign are disappointed that he won't be here, but I think
he's going to get votes in other states. That's what the statement is.
And apparently that was his choice. That was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
He has been in New Hampshire a lot. I've seen him several times here.
King speaking there on Fox News. Democrats are slamming President Trump's annual budget proposal, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says one word describes a president's budget.
This is a heartless budget.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It was a new ratings low for the Academy Awards on Sunday night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Last year, the first hostless Academy Awards in three decades resulted in ratings that did rise year over year for the first time since 2014. So ABC and the Academy decided to go without an MC again this year. But instead of repeating the ratings growth last year, the 2020 telecast fell to the award show's lowest ratings ever. 23.6 million viewers tuning in on Sunday night, a 20% or 6 million viewer drop-off from last year. They do say that Parasite winning Best Picture was the most tweeted about moment during the show, and actor Joaquin Phoenix's acceptance speech for Best Actor was the second most popular moment.
I've been selfish, hard to work with, and I'm grateful that so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed Reserve is keeping a close eye on the coronavirus, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In just the first week of this tax season, the IRS says they processed nearly 13 million returns and issued nearly 4.3 million refunds. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has some important reminders for this tax season.
Three major issues that are different this year than last year, right after the tax law change. Number one is that you no longer have to pay a penalty if you did not have health insurance. That individual mandate, it went to zero, so it's gone. No tax forms you have to file. If you got divorced last year and there is some alimony payment, alimony is basically now tax neutral, meaning if you pay alimony, you don't get to deduct it, but if you receive alimony, you don't have to claim it. If you were divorced prior to 2019, the old rules apply. And finally, if you are going to be able to deduct medical expenses, you have to be an itemizer, and it has to be more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So those are the big changes for this year.
A plan to lower prescription drug prices is gaining more support in the United States Senate. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley discusses how much money it'll save.
The bill that we voted out of committee would be saving the taxpayers $100 billion. It would lower Medicare out-of-pocket costs, and it would lower premiums.
Grassley is one of the authors of the Prescription Drug Pricing Reduction Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.